Be very, very quiet.
Dedicate that to my good buddy, my good friend Clint Davis. I am dedicating that song to him because it is the weekend, boys and girls. How's everybody out there in Radio Land today? No answers? Come on. I'm asking a question and nobody's answering. Come on, Granny Hulkster.
I'm good. I didn't know if I was still muted or not.
You're here, and I know Clint's on here.
Am I on?
You're on.
I'm on. It's official.
You better be on.
how do I sound today? Do I sound any different, any better, any worse?
You still sound like you're in a tin can.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
Well, you gotta do what you got to do. That's why I learned, always take your gear with you.
Well, I wanted to, but I wasn't able to take my computer because my computer is, the monitor's been out on it for a while, so I've had to hook an external monitor up to it. That's just too much lugging around, you know?
Wow. I think I got something you need. It's a little slow, it's a little old, but I don't use it anymore. You may be able to take it in Best Buy and have them work on it, get it sped up some, but I got a laptop sitting around that I don't use anymore.
Well, I mean, I'll take what I can get. I'll appreciate it till I die.
Well, like I say, maybe you might be able to take it to Best Buy and have them do some work on it, get it sped up a little bit, because it's a little slow. But once it gets started up and running and everything, it works great. It's just, I got faster stuff now.
Nice. Well, we'll see what we can do with it.
I had to play some little Loverboy because starting off Clint's show, XFI Live today, he had a little Kiss. And I appreciate some good Kiss once in a while.
That's right.
So... And I happen to think I was originally going to go with God of Thunder, but I didn't want people to think that I was ripping off Clint and XFI Live, so that's why I chose to go with little bit of Mike Reno, Loverboy, Working for the Weekend.
That's right. That's a good song.
Man, we got some good stuff today. We got some very good stuff today. I got it. Set up today on the show, we got the cage fighting grandma, Susie Wyatt. Why did I see that one text? Better not call her grandma, call her mama beast.
Yeah, man, my buddy Greg, I don't know if he's trying to be funny or what, but he decided he'd call her granny. I'm like, we only got one granny on this show.
Yeah, we only got one Hulkster. Granny.
That's right.
Granny Hulkster, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Clint? How are you, Greg?
Oh,
we're good.
Man, today's a good day. I mean, it's not. We've had a little rain showers all day, so it hasn't been overly hot. So it's actually kind of been an enjoyable day. I mean,
and I'm a very happy camper because I got I already had my tickets for TCW for next Saturday. But I got in the mail today my photo tickets for us to get our pictures taken with Matt Hardy. So,
well,
I just ordered those, like, I think the day before yesterday or something like that. So I am just one happy little camper today.
Well, speaking of TCW, we got the ring announcer for TCW, Mr. Tom Simon. He is going to be on the show a little bit later.
Cool.
So, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If any MMA fans got any questions for Susie Wyatt, she's going to be on the phone here, probably looking at about another 10 to 15 minutes. We're going to get her on. And then any of our wrestling fans out there got anything from Mr. Tom Simon, TCW, they're going to be going on. He's going to be on here probably around 4:45, 4:50, somewhere in that neighborhood. So it's a good day in the neighborhood. How's that thing? What?
No, go ahead, Clint.
Oh, no, I was just
going to
ask
Clint. No, I wouldn't say anything.
Well, I was going, Greg, go ahead.
Well,
I was just asking Clint how the family time in T-Town.
Family time in T-Town is excellent right now. We had some Hideaway pizza. We're good to go. I've been waiting for the Greg Squirrel Show to start so we could talk to some special folks, and so now I'm ready.
Well, yeah, you had a good show today, XFI Live, kind of getting people up to date on everything. Now, I do have to go ahead and address this just because I have had people calling and asking about Extreme Night of Champions. No, I am not going to be handling the ring announcing duties for Extreme Night of Champions. They got I can't remember the guy's name, Mr. Clint. So I'll let you answer this. He is a radio DJ Mike. What was his name?
He's not a radio DJ. He is the owner and the president of MMA Madhouse.
Oh, okay.
So he's the big wig, and they've got several different radio shows. His name is Skippy, and they've got several different radio shows, and the Rogue Show is one that I'm going to check out tomorrow night. And you can go to MMA Madhouse radio.com, I believe, or MMAMadhouse.com. I don't have my computer in front of me, so I'm forgetting right off the top of my head.
So Skippy's going to be doing the ring announcing for Extreme Night of Champions.
No. Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the guy that we had on talking about.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. No. Yeah, I don't know if it's actually been announced yet. So I don't know if it's something I can throw out to
okay.
the public.
Well, I'd been getting some emails and people asking me if I was going to be there. So I felt I had to answer with what information I had, and the information I have as of right now is no, I'm not going to be doing the ring announcing for that event.
Yeah, we do have someone. It was kind of a part of a business deal several months ago, and we do have someone who will be doing the ring announcing for this next coming up event. Now remember. And all the listeners remember too. This wasn't an event that was even on the schedule. This wasn't even something that was planned. So it was kind of I don't know if I could say spur of the moment kind of thing because it did take it was kind of spur of the moment. It took about a week to get set up, and we already there's been some changes within the XFI in the last few weeks, but some things had already been worked out before these changes took place. So. There wasn't a whole lot we could do. I mean, there was some business contracts that had to be maintained and stuff like that. Well, that's kind of the road that we're on. We'll have somebody different coming in, and who knows what the future holds, though. We have no idea.
Cool. It's all good. It's going to be a great show, no matter who's there doing the announcing. So there
now,
we go.
And back on the track of where I was misled, I was reading something and I thought I heard something else, but I did have Skippy from MMA Madhouse on the show this afternoon, and they are located in five different countries. They're all over the United States. They're wanting to get some advertising info from the XFI to put on the MMA Madhouse and on MMA Madhouse Radio. And Joel is actually one of the guys who covers local MMA in different areas of Arkansas, and he's headed down to Shreveport, Louisiana this weekend to cover an event. And so I've been talking to Joel back and forth. Joel didn't want to come on the show today. Radio's not really his thing, but it's all good. We may have him on at some point. But he did get Skippy to call in, and Skippy's the head honcho out there. And they've got a few different shows. They've got some daytime stuff, and then they've got an evening time, like an extreme version of The View, as far as MMA is concerned. And that is the Rogue show. And so that's the one I'm going to be partaking in tomorrow night. I'm going to get a little taste of it and see how well that goes over. But we're going to get them some information about different teams and fighters and gym coaches and stuff like that, and get these fighters more exposure, what they deserve. That's one thing Skippy talked about, was how these fighters deserve as much exposure as they can get, and that's kind of why XFI Live was created. So I'm definitely on board with it. I'm looking forward to it, and we're going to do business here together here in the next couple of weeks, and just shoot for the stars,
Right. Well, I know you do. I know you do great work on XFI Live, and we try to pimp the fighters as much as possible. We've mentioned Megan Goodwin on plenty of fights, or many of our shows. Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn from up in Springfield, Missouri. We've mentioned him several times, and various other files. Miles McDonald, Rodney Palmer, Rodney Allison, Matt Howell. We always try to pimp the different fighters, because we want them to get that next step. And we want to see them in Bellator or UFC or wherever their future roads lead. We want to help them get on that road. And so that's why we love pimping our friends, pimping the fighters.
That is correct. Yeah, we got to get them out there. They deserve it.
Oh, yeah. So before we get to our guest, I wanted to go ahead. I know you got some shout-outs over there. I know Amy, she's already blasted my boards and me. So she's. Who do you got?
I don't have, like I said, I don't have my computer with me, and I don't have anything in front of me. I'm going at this blindfolded today. It's just me and a phone, and that's it.
You and a phone. Sounds like my last day. Oh, never mind. Anyway, we got a big birthday. We got Aaron Poor. He is the praise and worship team leader for the church I go to, Victory Family Church in Springdale, Arkansas. Today is Aaron's 41st birthday. This guy is talented. I mean, this guy plays guitar rhythm. He plays lead. I've seen him play a little bass. He also plays keyboards. And the guy has a late smack down, make the jackrabbit jump up, smack the bear, smooth voice. I mean, for a white boy, he can lay it on. So we just want to wish Aaron a happy 41st birthday. I hope he doesn't mind me mentioning his age. Who else we want to say talk to? We got Miss Amy Beakley. She's tuning in, listening today. Matter of fact, I don't even have the chat room set up yet. Oopsie. I knew I was forgetting something. But we got Amy over there. We also got Amy Misner up in Missouri. She's tuning in today. We also got Sonia Godwin, a good friend of mine. She's tuning in today. Of course, we got Christina Rose. Who else we got? Wes Nofire is listening. I just found out that Wes has moved back to Florida.
He was actually flying to Tulsa from Florida. Before the big event up here in Tulsa,
hopefully that's not going to cause too much problem when it comes to promoting shows back in this area. So, we got Wes Nofire. We got Kim Kruger, good friend of mine out in San Diego. She sent me a message that she's tuning in today. So, We're getting listeners all over the place. Jason Velez, a good friend of mine that I met down at Phoenix at the United States Martial Arts. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and he is tuning in today. And my good friends Sam and Tina Albright, who are actually out of Camp Lejeune of all places, and they actually teach hand-to-hand combat courses for the United States Marines out there at Camp Lejeune. So we want to give a big shout-out to him. So I'm hoping this is who I hope it is. We got a 314 number calling in, so we're going to hit the phone lines. Who are you, 314?
Well, this is Susie Wyatt, Mama Beast.
Mama B, Susie Wyatt, on the Greg Skrull Show today with you. Got Greg and Clint right here with you. How are you, young lady?
I'm doing well. I don't know about young, but I'm doing great.
Well, no, we weren't going to hit on that because we've been pimping all day long on our Facebook pages, on our Twitters, that we were going to be having you on the show today, and my co-host Clint. Clint, he already had to blast one guy, so.
Yeah,
so,
he already called me Granny.
Granny, yeah, and we're like, come on, now she's only 49. Come on. Now,
48. Don't give me 40, any extra years yet.
Okay, I'm going to have to kick Dave Davis in the butt because he said 49. So.
You know, there's a lot of different things out there. There's some things that we've seen. Susie, this is Clint, by the way. We've seen some things that said that you're 54, and some that said that you're 51, and some that said that you're 49. So we didn't know what to believe.
I just turned 48 June 25th. I was born in 1965, so I got a couple years till I'm 50, and plan on doing a lot of fighting up in, at least until I'm 50.
Right. So Susie, that brings up the first question that I had wrote down. How long have you been fighting?
I did a little karate, like, when I was in college, but I never wanted to fight. I just did katas, which is just, like, routine forms. I never fought. And then it took a long, long break, and then about 4 years ago, I started doing a little kickboxing with Jesse Finney at Jesse Finney's Kickboxing, and kind of went on from there.
Wow. And so you had your last fight was last weekend. Saturday night. What was it, like 31 seconds in the first round or something like that?
39 seconds in the first round by armbar.
Wow. That is incredible. I mean,
most of my fights end in the first round.
Wow, so you are a mama beast, aren't you?
Let's see. My wins include 2 rear naked chokes in the first round, 2 arm bars in the first round, a arm triangle in the first round.
Wow.
I'm trying to think. Is that 6? Might be missing one.
I counted 6.
And a rear naked choke in the second round, I think.
Rear naked choke.
So that was a long fight.
Oh, so, wow. That's incredible because, me and Clint, we know established fighters that don't even put them out that fast. I mean, that is.
I like to get it done.
Yeah, you don't work by the hour, do you?
No, I figure I spend so much time in training, and I train with big, huge, stinky, sweaty guys all the time. I've sweat enough. I've worked hard enough. When I get in the cage, I just like to get it done.
Wow, Clint, talk to the young lady.
I've got a couple of questions, and one of them is, I was looking at mixedmartialarts.com, and it showed that all your fights, that they're non-sanctioned fights. Has there been, like, a reason? I mean, are people intimidated by your age, and they don't want to sanction a fight? Or
I think that's kind of the way most of the amateur fights are in Missouri. It's just because they're not pro fights.
Yeah.
Most amateur fights in Missouri that for some reason on that website, that's what they, because they are sanctioned fights. So I'm not sure why they put it on the website that way. We have to go through the MMA commission. We have to see doctors. And they are sanctioned fights. So I'm not sure why it's put that way on the website. I'm not sure.
Well, we may have to submit a correction for that then and make sure you get full credit for this. I've never seen anybody with a story like this. You know, you see stories about people, you know, who get out of the military and they want to fight and they get, you know, people come from injuries and long roads through comebacks and things like that. But you never hear about, and I hate hitting on this, but I know it's something you're proud of, being a grandmother. You never hear about a grandmother getting in a cage
I'm a fitness professional. I've been teaching group fitness since I was 16 years old, and so I've always been really a physical person. And when I started the kickboxing, I'm the type of person when I do something, I like to do it to the max, you know. So I started kickboxing, and then I started sparring, you know, with some of the guys at the gym. But I'm so little; I'm only 5'3", and you know, when I'm sparring with guys, you know, number one, they're just bigger and stronger because they're men, and they just had this outrageous reach on me. And you know, it wasn't very fun just getting hit in the face a whole lot. I could get some kicks in, but, I could get hit in the face all the time. And then I looked across the hall and saw Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and decided I wanted to try that. And we get to spar, or we call it rolling, every day in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and it is my heart. I do mixed martial arts, but all of my wins have come by Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. My coach Ezra Lennon, who is, you know, world ranked black belt, just amazing guy, has, you know, really put me under his wing and helped me out a lot. I compete actually a lot more in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu than I do in MMA.
Wow.
That is what do your kids and your grandkids think about all this.
I can see
your grandkids like, but you better not pick on me. I'll get my grandma after you.
Well, you know, they don't know any different. My grandsons are 4 years old, and they know from the time that they were tiny is grandma fights. You know, Grammy fights, or they'll go to the, you know, they've come to the gym and watched me practice, and you know, they see the pictures on Facebook, and you know, they're just, you might, you know, they run around the house wearing their boxing gloves. So it's just something that's like, that's just normal for Grammys to do, you know. For my grandsons, they just think that's totally normal. And then my kids, I mean, I've been teaching group fitness, you know, since I was 16 years old. I'm not exactly a shy person. And so I'm always out in front of people doing something or other. And, you know, when I first started competing and stuff, you know, they're totally supportive of me and just kind of shake their head and laugh a little bit. And, you know, they come to my tournaments, they come to my fights. Actually, my oldest daughter and my youngest daughter have both started wrestling. So it's kind of become a family, just, you know, a family sport.
Yeah, 347-326-9073 right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. We got Susie Wyatt, Mama Beast. You probably just answered the question I had. Are any of your kids or anything, do they wrestle, or are any of them into martial arts, you know? I guess that's the question I had.
My oldest daughter, who is 16, she wrestles for Lindbergh High School here in St. Louis. And then my youngest daughter, who's 12, she just started in club wrestling last year, and she intends to do the club wrestling again this year. And they do a little bit of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I teach them submissions so that they can go to the submission wrestling tournaments and bring home some medals for Finney's MMA, so...
Wow, that is awesome.
My daughter, my oldest daughter, has done two Naga wrestling tournaments with me, and she won gold medals both times.
Sweet, yeah, Naga's probably one of the biggest tournaments because they got tournaments going on all over the place. I know here in Northwest Arkansas and down in the River Valley, we got a gentleman who fights on several of the shows down here, a guy named David Grayson, and he's won. How many titles altogether has David won, Clint?
Man, I don't know. There's a ton of titles that he's had and medals for different tournaments and things like that. It's too many to count, man. We'd have to get him back on the show.
I think the last count is like he's won like 13 different Naga titles. So
and he's been, you know, and at our last event, Extreme Infinity on June 29th, he even beat our heavyweight champion in a non-title match. But they're going to have a rematch on October 26th at Extreme Night of Champions, and it is going to be for the title this time.
Yeah, so... So, Susie, when do you, just coming off a fight, I know you want to give your body a break and everything, but when do you see yourself fighting again?
Actually, I, for the last 5 months, have been fighting an injury, and I promised my coaches I would take a little time off and make sure that my injury was healed, because I have, since my injury, done Missouri State Jiu-Jitsu Tournament, Anaga, had two MMA fights, and, you know, they're wanting me to make, you know, it's like I kind of have a nagging injury, and they're wanting me to make sure that I heal that up before I compete again, and so I've promised them that I will take a month or two and just, you know, concentrate on making sure my injury is healed up. I'm probably either going to fight in October, or I know for sure I'm going to fight in December for at River City Casino here in St. Louis. I'll be fighting there, and I'm working on actually too dropping a weight class. So I fight 125, although usually they find bigger girls for me. And since I'm only 5'3", I'm kind of looking at trying to see if I might be able to hit 115. And at 115, I think I would just be totally dominant. So I do pretty well at 130. So I think at 115, I would be amazing. So. I'm kind of looking I'm working on the injury, working on some, you know, cutting some weight.
Right. So now they'll just have to start calling you Queen Mama Beast, since you're going to be dominating all these weight classes.
Well, I don't know about Queen, but Mama Beast is fine.
Everybody got to love them some Mama Beast. So, well,
but
Susie,
I asked you too. I mean, like my name kind of came from. At the gym all the time, you know, I've always been one of the oldest people involved in the mixed martial art, and, you know, so the younger kids always kind of called me Mama, and then they always call me a Beast, and so they kind of threw those two together, so now the kids, like, in jiu-jitsu class and everyone, they're just like, Mama Beast, Mama Beast, that's, like, my new name, so...
That is awesome. I don't have any other questions. Clint, you got anything else before we let Susie go?
I'm good. It was a pleasure, Susie, having you on. I appreciate you, you know, responding on Facebook. And we will, you know, I'll be sure to point people to your social media, your Twitter especially. That way people can follow them.
I have a website. It's just mamabeast.com, and you'll be able to, you'll see all my submission wrestling stuff. You see my MMA stuff. You know, anything that you would ever want to know, you can find out on my website.
Mamabeast.com, definitely.
Yeah, we may have to. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I just wanted to say how impressed I was with this lady, you know, because I'm probably the oldest one on this phone line. And, Susie, let me introduce myself to you. My real name is Lori Burt, but I have a little wrestling nickname. I'm not a wrestler. I'm not an MMA fighter. I am just a fan of wrestling, you know, independent wrestling, professional wrestling in general. I have a nickname of Granny Holster. So...
I love it.
And I'm 50 years old. I will be 51 in August next month. I'll be the 29th of next month. I will be 51. So I'm probably older. I'm probably the oldest one on this show.
That's
awesome. Okay.
But you know what? I mean, none of us could do any of what we do without the fans, without the people that love what
we
do. So I am
That's
so
right.
thankful
well,
for people like you.
You can ask Greg and Clint, because they both know how I am. I actually had this nickname given to me about 4 years ago from a coworker of mine. And I said, why in the world did you give me the name of Granny Holster? He said, because you love to watch wrestling. So I had a friend make me a T-shirt. She took a bright yellow T-shirt. You know, your whole color is red and yellow, you know.
Yeah.
Well, she took a bright yellow T-shirt, and she used T-shirt paint, and she said, what you going to do when Granny Holster goes crazy on you? And the name Granny Holster is in bright red letters. Well, I started wearing this shirt to these independent shows, and I go to traditional championship wrestling a lot, which my husband, my son, and I are going to Fort Smith next week, or next Saturday, as a matter of fact. And I have become known as Granny Holster in the world of independent wrestling. I mean, I go to so many. I mean, my wrestling family, they don't even call me by my real name. You know, you go by Mama Beast. that I go by Granny or Granny Holster all the time. They don't
I don't even know what
your
real name
in the community that is
for
in,
like 2 years.
You know, like with the fans, the community. It's you know, we care a lot about the fans. And when I'm not at a show, everybody starts asking. I missed a TCW show one time, like last year, and I was told by the lady and her husband that take the tickets. She said, we had about 350 people come up and ask where you were at because you weren't here at the show.
You were not at your post, young lady.
Oh, you'll be surprised. You know, she's kind of become a semi-regular on the show. And when there's been a wrestling show in the area, people call us asking us where she's been, why she wasn't at the show.
I've actually had some health problems, and I had to quit my job after 14 years of what I did, you know, because of my health problems, you know, blood clots, osteoarthritis.
Oh, come on, it was
I even had a meniscus. Whatever. I had a meniscus tear in my right knee back in March, and they had to go in and clean all the cartilage out of my knee, and I still get teased from my wrestling friends saying, now, Granny, are you sure there's something are you sure you've never been in the ring and wrestled, you know? Is there something that you're not telling us, you know? I've never been in the ring as a wrestler, although I have had wrestlers, you know, say, come on, old woman, you know, get in here and show me what you got. And I'm like, hey, I said, I'm not scared of you. I said, come on, you know, bring it on, you know. And they, like, motioned for me to come in the ring. And, of course, I can't because I'm not licensed, but I can sure talk some pretty good smack, and Greg and Bo Clinton can vouch for that, can't you, boys?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's very important in pro wrestling to be able to talk smack, right?
Oh yeah.
I know, right? It's like part of it.
Yeah. Well, Susie, once again, you've been a darling. We appreciate you calling in. And as tradition, we're going to extend you an open phone line. Anytime you have events coming up that you're going to be fighting at, you are more than welcome to come on the Greg Squirrel Show, and we will pimp that event and get the fans out checking out Mama Beast. And it's been a pleasure. I mean, as soon as I saw this story on the internet, I said, we have got to get Susie on this show.
Thank you. I mean, I'm just really excited to be able to, you know, get the attention for our sport and for females in our sport. MMA is becoming, you know, a big deal for women now that we've got Ronda Rousey and the UFC. And I'm just really happy to be a part of it right now. And the fact that I happen to be twice the age of everybody else just kind of gives me a little extra attention.
Well, there you go.
Susie, we got to get you on the trail of Megan Goodwin. Megan Goodwin is a young female fighter in MMA. She's 4-0 now. She holds show fights, women's featherweight championship. She won that this past weekend at Branson. She was fighting up in Branson for show fight, and so that's sort of up in your area. And if you come across the name Megan Goodwin, be following her because she's great at what she does.
Oh, that's amazing. That's awesome.
Well, thank
you guys so much for having me on the show.
Well, thank you, Susie.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling in.
No problem. Take care.
Okay. All right, guys. Hey, there you go. What a great girl. She just sounds like a sweet person outside the cage, but once you get her in that cage, she sounds like from her record and the results, sounds like she could tear anybody's head off at a moment's notice.
Yeah, I don't even know if I would want to be the ring announcer in the ring with her. I think I would want to be outside walking. I'd rather there be a catwalk outside the cage. I'd be like, here she is, ladies and gentlemen, and I would walk through the back while she fought. I've seen some of the stuff. You know, there's some things on Facebook. You know, on her page, she added me here just a little bit ago before we got on the show, and I was able to scroll through some things and check some things out. But yeah, I mean, she definitely knows what she's. You could tell she's been hard at it for a long time. So yeah, I was glad we got to get her on the show. That was something I wanted to make happen. And also Tom Simon,
We got a 314 number calling in. Who we got on here? 314 hung up. Okay.
What if it's Mike from Pennsylvania?
I don't know. I'm still worried about that guy. Speaking of ring announcers, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is the voice of TCW Traditional Championship Wrestling, Mr. Tom Simon, with us right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Mr. Tom, how you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you, Tom?
I am so excited. I just found out about 5 minutes before I dialed up the show that our front row is gone.
Gone.
Yes, I saw that. For TCW's Back to School Bash 4 at the Fort Smith Convention Center next Saturday night, August the 3rd. Front row tickets are gone. G-O-H-N gone. So gone, they were not even here. They are that far gone.
You know, I mentioned that on my show this morning, or this afternoon at noon, I mentioned that, and I thought that they might be gone by now, and sure enough, they are.
They were. We've got a couple orders this afternoon. For those of you who don't know, I am the director of live events for TCW Wrestling. If it happens, I probably had my fingers in it. Because I show up on Friday morning before the ring and before the lights and everything else, and we go from ground zero and set everything up. We coordinate the ticket sales. We do, I'm in charge of the online ticket sales. And so we definitely try to do the best job that we can for our TCW wrestling fans out there. And Granny, I think I sent that out yesterday.
I actually got my photo tickets in the mail today.
Yeah, I heard that earlier, and I said, wow, if you hit the mailbox just right, time-wise, not with my vehicle, guys, but time-wise, if you hit the
I've done that a couple of times.
Hit the mailbox just right, they can do wonders with the mail. And anyway, good afternoon. I got my announcement out of the way, so good afternoon. It was great to hear from Mama Beast. She's from the St. Louis area, as I am originally. I don't know if everybody's aware of it, but I started out in St. Louis with the roller derby. That's where I started my announcing career, and that was back when the Midwest Thunderbirds were in Kiel Auditorium and all over the place. And so I ended up with the job of trackside announcer after Chet Kopic left the company. Chet's still up in Chicago. He works for WLS, the world's largest station, supposedly.
Yes.
And
Who hasn't heard of WLS? Come on now.
Absolutely. The Big 89, it's now all news. They don't do the music anymore, but wow, what memories from there. We would go from the International Amphitheater in Chicago on Friday night. On Saturday night, we would have either Louisville, Hammond, Indiana, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, just somewhere in the Midwest, we do a game on Saturday night, and then into St. Louis on Sunday afternoon at the historic Kiel Auditorium. And that building just has so many memories over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Muchnick and the St. Louis Wrestling Club wrote the script for how to run a professional wrestling promotion. Sam was unbelievable, and he was business all the way. It's hilarious because you see some of the checks online from some of the wrestlers. You know, those have gone out to auction and everything else. And Ric Flair's check one night was $737.46. And that's not because taxes were taken out. That's because that was his exact percentage of, you know, what he was supposed to, you know, his pay for the night was a certain percentage of the gate, 2-3%. So as a result, Sam would have an accounting there. When everybody came in to pick up their checks at the end of the night, Sam would have the accounting from the box office there, and he'd say, this is it. This is what we made. He was very open about it. And after Sam passed away, I attended Sam's funeral with a number of other wrestlers in the St. Louis area. I have known Larry Matisek longer than I've been in the business. When I was up in the St. Louis area, I used to referee quite a bit for school sports, and I refereed Larry Matisek's daughter in junior high volleyball. So Larry and Pat would come to all the shows, and I introduced myself a long time, you know, one of the first times, because I knew who Larry was. Larry didn't know me from Adam. But from that time on, I've been able to, you know, I get into the St. Louis area, and there's a wrestling show going on, and I walked up to Larry. He says, "Tom, how the heck are you?" And I, you know, we catch up on old times. In fact, he's the, not this next Friday, but two Fridays from now, I believe it's the 9th, the local promotion in St. Louis is having a reunion of sorts with Harley Race, Baron Von Raschke, Ken Patera, and...
Wow, Raschke's still alive?
Yes, he is. In fact, he does quite a few of the... he does the Waterloo, Iowa reunion. He does the one up in New York, in the Professional Hall of Fame. And we've been trying to get him to go to Vegas for years. Every year, the Cauliflower Alley Club has a reunion
right
in Las Vegas, and I've been out there the last 5 years. Last year, Jake Roberts received an award, as did Matt Riviera. He was awarded the Men's Active Wrestler by the Cauliflower Alley Club, and that award was voted on by the board of directors there, and they recognized Matt's work in the business, from when he started out making posters and selling tickets and putting up posters, up till where he is today with TCW. And of course, people aren't too happy with Matt nowadays, and I don't blame them because he hasn't really treated me very nicely.
The Matt Riviera.
No, he has not treated you very nicely.
Right, wait a minute. Let's hammer on him one at a time. Clint, go ahead.
Matt Riviera is a saint, I will have you know, sir.
He's a saint?
He is a saint. Everything he does is good.
This from the man who held up genetic perfection signs for months and months and months.
And now Granny Hulkster is holding up signs for the gentleman in perfection.
Tom Simon, I'm going to pull something that I've never actually pulled before. I am actually going to be cheering for Alan Steele Saturday night against Cerebus.
Wow.
That's the first, because I can't believe it, that I would do that. But I am actually going to be cheering for Alan Steele Saturday night against Cerebus.
Now, wait a minute.
Tom, just between you and me, I think they've been dipping into the Kool-Aid too much.
That's between
you and me, brother.
I've got a list of the matches here, and I don't see Alan Steele and Cerebus anywhere on here.
Well, on the website it shows that.
Oh, it does. Does it?
Yes, it does.
Well, I'm going to have to get after that guy because I don't think that's quite accurate. Now,
is it not accurate?
No, I don't think it's accurate, but I do think that Alan Steele, you will still want to cheer for him because he's going to defend the honor of Mr. Saturday Night Michael Berry.
Well, of course.
A week from Saturday night. In fact, Trevor Murdoch from former WWF, WWE, TNA, you name it, he's been there, star over in Japan. Murdoch's coming in to join TCW. He's really, in fact, I had him on my show, TCW Radio, on Tuesday nights. Had him on a week ago, Tuesday, and he expressed a desire to get his hands on a certain man who's caused a lot of problems in TCW medically for some of the wrestlers, and that is Titan, the current TCW International Champion. He put a wrestler by the name of Lars out of the business altogether. Mr. Saturday Night Michael Berry is on medical hold right now. He has not cleared yet. They're still performing some tests. You will see this match between Mr. Saturday Night and Titan. Of course, we've talked about it quite a bit on our show, and there have been some pictures from that on Facebook, but it will be, that show will actually be airing on the weekend of August 3rd. And it was the type of situation where the entire arena just went dead silent after it happened.
Wow.
Because, you know, I'm sitting 5 feet away at the announcer's table. I saw the angle that he went into the table, and it was not good at all. Basically, he landed on the base of the neck, and his head was extended over past the table, and I saw his head snap back and hit the floor, and the table had been set up past the padding. And so Michael was out for a few minutes at the beginning. Of course, we have medics on site. We have EMTs, and they came out quickly and really did a lot to minimize the damage. But he has not been cleared to wrestle. I do understand that Michael Berry will be in Fort Smith. Right now, he is not slated to wrestle at all because we seriously doubt that he's going to be cleared to wrestle on August the 3rd. But he will be there, and so that's exciting. A face that has not been in TCW for, gosh, I would say 3 years, Mr. Everybody Knows, Sean Schultz, will be coming back to TCW. And
that man stood up to Harley Race. I don't like him.
Well,
ooh, yeah.
but he also got his comeuppance at that show as well. I know I was in the middle of introducing or interviewing Harley Race for TCW Television, and when Schultz came out and interrupted us, and that was one of the reasons that Schultz hasn't been around for a while, because I mean, there are limits to what smart wrestlers do. You know, it is beneficial to your career to give the respect to those, you know, Hall of Famers. And you know, Harley Race is a Hall of Famer. You know, we've had, you know, Danny Hodge has been with TCW Wrestling a number of times, and guys just don't get it sometimes. They think that, you know, well, they're all washed up, and I'm better than they are, and I can go out and I can do this and this and this now. But what you have to remember is these are the guys that paved the way to give you the opportunity to do what you do in the ring. And so without them, we wouldn't have professional wrestling.
Amen. Now,
a lot of people have talked over the last year, when TCW made their presence known on television, originally in the Fort Smith area, up in Branson, up in Springfield, Missouri, Joplin, Missouri, people were impressed. But now TCW is on available, all right? Not everybody watches it, but that's their loss. Over 40 million households can get TCW television now. There is not a state in the United States that you can't see TCW television. If you have DirecTV or Dish Network, you can see TCW television. If you get Cox Sports television, you can see TCW television. That covers 98% of Arkansas, by the way. Fort Smith, Springdale, all over, Russellville, Clarksville, Malvern, Hot Springs Village. The only place that Cox Sports Television is not on in the state of Arkansas is Hot Springs, Arkansas.
That's terrible. And
that's horrible, because
I mean, it took a huge fight for us to get TCW back in Fort Smith, and it finally happened.
I am actually sitting in the TCW radio studios right now in beautiful Hot Springs, Arkansas. So imagine my dismay.
You can't even watch your own stuff.
I can't even watch my own television show. But on the upside, since I do some of the website work, and I write a column for them called Simon Says, I get to preview the show on the YouTube channel before it's made public, you know, for everybody else. So I do get to see the finished product with very limited commercials, and it's really a neat way to watch. But if you are out there watching on Cox Sports Television or the Pursuit Channel, which is where you can find TCW Wrestling on Dish Network or DirecTV, or if you have Tuff TV, which is a digital tier channel in about I think it's 8 million homes, and they are all over. If you go to TuffTV.com and click on the affiliates page, it'll show you exactly where TCW is on the air. And it's really been an exciting 6 months, because that's when everything just exploded as far as television goes. We have worked very hard, and a lot of people have really tried to take stabs at us in the internet wrestling community. But, you know, I don't want to get into a war with anybody. You know what? If you like our program, you want to watch our program, and you like our program, God bless you. We certainly want to do the best that we can for you. Our motto is wrestling is back. We are not sports entertainers. We are wrestlers that are darn entertaining. And I think if you look at it that way, it is it's wrestling the way it used to be. It's old school. We put the wrestlers out there. They are exceptionally trained athletes. They are in very, very, I mean, everybody in the TCW locker room is handpicked by the board of directors. And our executive vice president of talent relations, Colonel Parker, have to give a shout out to him, because the Colonel has really made sure that we have a crew that is second to none. We're really not even independent wrestling anymore. We've gone past that. We are professional wrestling. You know, when everybody made all this brouhaha, I like to say we're the number one wrestling organization in the world. Yeah, but that's me. I am prejudiced. Naturally, people are going to have, they're going to love Dragon Gate. They're going to love Ring of Honor. They're going to love, you know, all the other promotions out there, the ASWFs that run every Saturday night or used to run every Saturday night in Tuckerman. They all have their niche. My niche is 50 states. My niche is Birmingham, Alabama, Black Oak, Arkansas, Caraway. We've got a Ritter Communications picked us up. And they said, we want to show your show. And we go, okay, that's nice. Well, not only did they want to show our show, they wanted to show it before Raw at 6 p.m. Then they wanted to show it after Raw at 10 p.m. on their channel. And we said, okay, that's fine. And then they said, no, we want to show it at 6 p.m. on Thursday. Well, why? Well, we want to show it before TNA. And then on Friday night, we want to show it at 6 p.m. because we want to show it before, have it available to be seen before SmackDown. And so we are on in, let's see, Bassett, Black Oak, Blytheville, Bono, Brooklyn, Caraway, Cash, Cherry Valley, Dias, El Dorado. Well, not El Dorado. El Dorado is not on four times a week. Fisher, Gilmore, Grubbs, Harrisburg, Hickory Ridge, Joyner, Kaiser, Lake City, Leechville, Lepanto, Luxora, Manila, Mark Tree, Monette, Osceola, Painway, Truman, Terrell, Tyranza, Weiner, and Wilson, Arkansas. Those are the places in Ritter Communications. Channel 21, that is where you can see TCW four times a week. Now we're on in L.A.
Wow.
We're on in Denver. We're on in Key West, Florida, Orlando, Florida. That's the Tough TV. You know, Orlando, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago, Illinois. You name it. We're there in one form or another. And it is through the efforts of Colonel Parker, who came in originally just to do TV acquisition. But he has extended his role far beyond that. It is his doing that we were in Meridian, Mississippi, the 1st of March, to do a live event, live TV taping there, because we're on in Meridian, Mississippi, on our affiliate WTOK and MyTOK too, Saturday nights at 9 p.m. And they replay it at 1:35 in the morning. We are going to be in, between now and the end of the year, TCW will be in Fort Smith, Arkansas, Vicksburg, Mississippi, Meridian, Mississippi, and we are the opening act, the opening entertainment for the Tennessee State Fair. We are going to be at the Tennessee State Fairgrounds Sports Arena. Now, that building was built many, many years ago for professional wrestling. And that building is where TCW will be holding an international TV taping on Friday night, September the 6th. Tickets will be going on sale after we get through with Fort Smith, because frankly, I'm just kind of a little bit busy right now. But we will be announcing on our radio show. We'll be announcing on the website, on Facebook. You know, we've got Twitter, we've got Facebook, we've got a lot of stuff going on, guys. And I know I've just sat here and talked for the better part of 20 minutes.
But
I'm excited.
We're good with that.
You know, Greg, I'm so excited about TCW because Clint, you remember back at the old Fort Smith Event Center.
Absolutely.
We put 300 people in there and we were tickled to death.
Absolutely.
But we outgrew the place because people started paying attention to TCW. Now, we went to the Fort Smith Convention Center. Beautiful building. Happens to be the same place, the same exact square footage that TNA ran. Now, Clint, were you at the TNA show in Fort Smith?
I was not. I refused to go to TNA.
Well, I applaud you for your taste. No, I can't say that because I really don't slam any of the promotions because they do what they do, and I wish them the best in their future endeavors. But I got to keep my eye on the ball. I got to keep my eye on that ball. I see what happens in the other organizations, and there are some guys that are no longer working for one organization that I feel really bad for. But I can't help that. I've got my ball. And we went into the Fort Smith Convention Center. The first time we ran there, Clint, you were there. We ran and had about 700 people there. Between 700 and 750 people there. On bleachers, on risers. And it was an awesome sight on TV. It looked like there were 15,000 people there. But we still filled the place. TNA ran. To my understanding, and I'm probably going to be generous here, they drew 350 people.
Yes.
I just felt so good for me. TCW because I know how hard everybody works from the guys that set up the ring to Paul and Andrea who sit at the door and sell the tickets, and everybody knows who Paul and Andrea is now. They're a married couple. Paul drives the ring truck. Andrea handles the ticket sales the day of the show. And they are the first people that you see when you walk into TCW, to a TCW event.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you're not only going to see Paul and Andrea out there, but you're going to see Colonel Parker out there because he is a believer of hands-on management. He's going to go out, he's going to shake hands, he's going to talk to the people, he's going to say, what do you like about TCW? What don't you like about TCW? Tell me what we can do to make it better. He is on Facebook, he is on Twitter. He makes no secret of you know, wanting to be available to the fans.
You know, Tom, he shot me a message when I was on that big push with Cox and Fort Smith to get TCW back on TV out here. He shot me a big email and gave me step-by-step-by-step instruction on what to do to help get TCW back on TV. So, yeah, you're right. He's hands-on. He's engaged with the fans. And another thing I was going to tell you is this is a story that I've told a lot of people. In fact, I've told Greg this 100 times. You know, I was around when TCW packed 300 people in the event center, and I was around when we started coming into all kinds of homes in America and packing into the convention center as well. So, you know, watching the growth of it, in fact, I hadn't told Greg this story either, but Tom Simon, I've actually carried your bags to an event before.
Clint, you held a sign up that made me proud. In fact, I've still got it on my Facebook page. It is with all the intermixed in all the genetic perfection signs that you had. It was Tom Simon, TCW number one announcer.
Number one announcer. Yes, I love that sign.
And I've still got it. In fact, I touched base. I haven't spoken to my brother out in California for a couple of years because he's had some medical problems. I spoke to my brother this week. He actually thought, because he saw my page and saw the people on my page, he actually thought that you were his oldest son with the picture with the orange hat.
Oh my gosh!
He actually thought that you were his oldest son. Looking at the picture, he says, "Why does Clint Davis have a picture of Jason?" And I said,
"Oh my gosh!
Clint doesn't have a picture of Jason. That's Clint when he was, you know, coming out of the Navy or, you know, in his earlier years."
Yeah.
But we got a great laugh out of it, and then I said, "No, I'm going to show you a picture of Clint." So I put that into one of the messages, you know, on Facebook. You can stick a picture in there. I stuck that Tom Simon number one announcer picture in there. I said, "This is Clint Davis. He's not your son. You're getting old. I understand how you can." And by the way, Granny, you're not the oldest here.
You're older than me, but I was the oldest one on earlier before you came on, next oldest.
Not only am I the oldest, I'm going to be even older tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah.
I've been talking about Tom Simon's birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Tom.
Thank
you,
Granny.
Have a happy birthday.
Well, unfortunately, I have to work tomorrow.
Well.
but the thing is, I celebrate my birthday 365 days a year because the wrestling fans and my friends on Facebook certainly give me everything to be thankful for. I have been so blessed since I've been in Arkansas. It all started with a guy by the name of Steve Sharp. Now, I don't know if you guys remember Steve Sharp or not.
Don't know the name.
When we were running with Bill Ash, Steve Sharp was the champion. He was the.
What is that?
I don't know. Somebody's playing NWO music. It wasn't me. I'm trying to keep a straight face, though.
I was trying to play "It's Your Birthday" by the Beatles.
Oh,
gosh.
In celebration for Tom's birthday, so I take the blame.
It honestly sounded like NWO music. That's okay. It would have fit here. But Steve Sharp and I worked together in a wrestling promotion in St. Louis, the Mississippi Valley Wrestling Alliance. I was a referee up there, and we had local cable access TV. We'd shoot. Every 3 weeks, we'd shoot matches at this old banquet center in South City called Occasions, a party place in Lime. And Steve Sharp was our champion there as well. He would bring in guys from Memphis because he worked with a lot of guys, Blade Boudreau, Naughty by Nature Rude, some of the other guys that were down in Memphis. He'd work with them on Saturday at Power Pro, and then they'd all drive up to St. Louis together and work the TV taping on Sunday. So I, through marriage, ended up moving to Hot Springs by way of Cincinnati, but that's not relevant to the story. I ended up here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, in about 2004. I think 2004. Yeah, my ex-wife's sitting over here, going, yeah, no, yeah. But anyway, I get a phone call from Steve Sharp. He says, "There's this promotion I'd like you to take a look at. They're having a show this Saturday in Morrilton, Arkansas, at the Sacred Heart School. I want your honest opinion on these guys because I think they've got a little potential. They got some potential, but there's something missing. I don't know what it is." So I go up there to Morrilton. I've got my, I always carry my stuff with me, my refereeing stuff. I always did. In case they want me to do a match, at least I'm prepared.
Oh, so exactly.
I walk in, and Steve's in the ring with Scrappy.
Scrappy Canine.
Yep, Scrappy Canine. Sweet Tan. And they're in the main event of the show that night. And Scrappy'd never been in a main event before. And so I walk in. I say hi to Steve. Introduce myself to the guys. Bill Ash, Matt Riviera. Just a whole bunch of guys that I'd never seen before in my life. And the referee that's working the show. And Steve looks out at me and looks over at Matt and Bill and says, "I want him to referee my match." And I go, "Well, that's okay. I mean, I'm just here to watch. I don't want to get in the way. But if you guys want me to, work a match or two, that's fine. I don't have a problem." And so I ended up working half the matches that night because there was only one other referee. And they said, "As long as you're here, why don't you work half the matches?" And so I worked them that night, worked the matches, worked the main event. And Matt made mention to me. He says, "We've only got one referee right now, and there's another guy that comes in every once in a while, but he's not very dependable. Would you consider, coming back for the next show?" I said, "Sure. I'm not real, busy with wrestling right now, and my regular job gives me weekends off. So, yeah, it's no problem." So the next show was in Boonville, I think, at the National Guard Armory. And a decent crowd there. Nothing spectacular, but it was a decent crowd. 100, 150. For a National Guard Armory, that's not a bad crowd. And so I went from there to being the senior referee. And then I became the commissioner. And then we had a string of events for a while where we had Josh Smith, and then we had Will Riggs, and then we had Mike Isles doing ring announcing for us. Now, these guys are great announcers. I can't say a bad word about any of them. They are great guys. But Matt looked at me and he says, "Do you think we could find an announcer that isn't bigger than half the wrestlers in the company?" Because Mike Isles is a large man. I mean, if you've seen Mike, he's a large man. If you've seen if you saw Will Riggs in some of our early stuff, go to TCW Wrestling Online on YouTube. That's our YouTube channel. You go to some of the very early stuff where we're doing 15-minute shows, because that's all that YouTube would allow us to put up at a time. So we'd split our half-hour show up into two 15-minute segments. And we'd do this, and Will Riggs is a big boy, too. And Mike Isles, kind of big. And he says, I can get referees anywhere, really. And good referees, because there are guys that are wanting to come to work for us. And there are guys that have come work for us that like Mark Wilson, who also works in Oklahoma and Missouri, up in Neosho, Missouri. Mark Wilson, Rashard Devon from Memphis. We've got a whole list of guys that I can get. I said, "How would you like to ring announce?" this is Matt telling me, how would you like to ring announce? It'll get you out of the ring. You won't have to work as hard. I'm sorry. I couldn't help but laugh at that. Because I know what I do now. And I could go back to refereeing and just really make my life more less complicated. But that's okay. I don't mind anything that I do for TCW because I know I'm part of a team. So Matt says, go find a tux. So, being the resourceful guy I am, I went out and bought one. Because I figure if I'm going to do this more than once, it'll pay for itself. Well, 2 years later, I am TCW number one announcer.
That's right.
Thanks to Clint Davis. And right. I'm the first real face that they see in the ring. And I love the fans of TCW to death. They any time I ask them to chant, they scream their lungs out. They know they get a chance to be on TV when they scream. And we try to make a TCW live event an event. We have VIP meet and greets. And the one next Saturday, we're switching things up a little bit because we usually have our VIP meet and greet before the show. But it makes for a very, very long day, especially if you've got an hour of meet and greet and then an hour of general admission coming in. And then there are 2 hours there, and then the show's just starting. And it makes for a long night. Now, and Clint, I understood that you had a marathon session, but you had the people there from the beginning to the end.
Absolutely.
And you have, what, 35 matches at night? Something like
that. Oh, gosh. We ended up with 19. We had 20 scheduled, and one fighter his daughter had to go to the hospital, so we had to scrap one fight. Yeah. And so we ended up with 19 fights, and we didn't get out of there till right about 2 o'clock in the morning, 1:45, somewhere in there.
Well, I can promise you next week, if you go to the TCW event at Fort Smith, back to School Bash 4, and that kind of takes my breath away, too, because I was at 1, 2, and 3, and they were all held in Clarksville. Our scheduling mixed up a little bit this year. We would usually have Back to School Bash right after the National Night Out, and they'd have all these organizations in the Marvin Vincent Center in Clarksville. We would be there, and we'd be giving away tickets for the kids and, you know, pictures with a couple of wrestlers and things like that. But since we were in Clarksville in July, we wanted a good place for Back to School Bash 4. And naturally, we thought of the Fort Smith Convention Center. So that's where we're at. We usually do our meet and greet, as I said, before the show. Well, we've decided we're going to open the doors at 5:30. When we open at 5:30, we have a limited number of photo tickets available for pictures with Matt Hardy. Now, Matt Hardy, Stronger Than Death, is going to be doing a limited number of pictures. And the reason we're limiting the number of pictures is so that we can make sure that we get them all printed out properly so that he has the opportunity to autograph them. And we get them to the people before it's time for them to walk out the door at the end of the night. So we're not doing any pictures at intermission. We're going to do that. In fact, if you have a Matt Hardy ticket, you may even be coming into the arena a few minutes early, before 5:30. But our VIP ticket holders, the ones that have come out so loud and proud, we sold all of our front row seats. I have 9 second row seats left. And they're going to go quick. I know that. I know that our outlets, D&D Pawn, Larry's Pizza, and Super Safe Drugs in Van Buren, have some second row seats. I don't know how many. I know they can't have many left because they sold out of first row quickly as well. So what we're going to do is, after the show is over, we're going to start right at 6:30. Of course, when I say we start right at 6:30, we always have a pre-show match, a warm-up match at 6:15. And we're going to have a warm-up match this time, too. It's a nice one. We're going to have a couple guys out there. it's more of a chance to get the technical stuff right than anything else, but it's usually a very good match. It's usually Prince Alfarat. But he's not there Saturday night. So we'll have our warm-up match on Saturday night the 3rd. And then we're going to run the show. We're going to run the show. We're scheduled for 12 matches in all. And that's what we're going to have. Immediately after the show is over, everybody with general admission, we're going to thank them, and we're going to corral them out the door. Our VIP ticket holders, and you know who you are because you're going to have that VIP ticket in your hand, you will be invited to stay, and we are going to have our VIP meet and greet afterwards, and it's going to be a pizza party with the stars of TCW. So, free pizza, free soda, and a chance to schmooze with the stars. That's next Saturday night, August the 3rd, at the Fort Smith Convention Center, Back to School Bash 4. We're going to have Murdoch. We're going to have Matt Hardy. The world's only one-legged wrestler. Does that count?
No. Awesome.
You guys laugh, but in the show that will air the night of or the weekend of Back to School Bash, Zach Gowen does an interview with our Jason Jones and proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's smarter than the average bear. Now, you've heard the expression, busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest?
Yeah.
Well, that one-legged man kicked somebody's butt that night during that interview because they had the guts to interrupt him during his interview. And that led to a match later on in the evening. But Zach will be in a rematch with the Golden Boy Greg Anthony at Back to School Bash 4. We already know that.
Golden Girl.
Yeah.
Golden Girl. Hey. Golden Girl.
You got it right, and TCW fans, when you come out and you see him, he is pound for pound and inch for inch, and because he can't be measured in feet, the very best of the best in professional wrestling. Now, Greg Anthony is a very good wrestler. I will give him that. But sometimes he has a tendency to let his mouth overload his keister.
Mm-hmm.
It gets him into some pretty bad situations. And now that he's in the Empire, that makes him even more dangerous. But Zach Gowen was very, very anxious. In fact, when we called Zach and said, would you like to come to Fort Smith? He said, not only yes, but I want Greg Anthony. I want him again. I want to prove to him that it wasn't a fluke. And so Zach will be there on Saturday night, August the 3rd. He'll be taking on the Golden Boy, Greg Anthony. Zach, if you've never heard Zach's story, he lost his left leg to cancer at the age of 8. And professional wrestling was one of the things that carried him and inspired him to not just lay there, to get up, to learn how to walk, to learn how to walk with a prosthesis. And from there, he made it all the way in the Indies and got Stephanie McMahon's attention. And Stephanie McMahon, when she was in charge of WCW and ECW, brought Zach Gowen into WWE. And he was 18 years old at the time, I believe. Anyway, he's been wrestling for 12 years now, and he has a message. When he comes, he has a message that you can make it in this business. You can make it in this world. Don't let something define who you are. Something like cancer. Don't let something like being put down define who you are for the rest of your life. Make your own destiny. And he, during school year, when when Zach makes appearances for wrestling, he comes in a day early and visits the schools. Now, that's something that TCW's done for a long time. And when he heard that we do that, he was tickled to death because he says, man, that's where I shine. That's where I love to get in with the kids and talk to them and everything else. And when we were in Meridian, Mississippi, the 1st of June, school was out. So we went to the Boys and Girls Club. And the 450 kids at the Boys and Girls Club enjoyed the Stars of TCW immensely. It was really a great 2 hours that we got to spend with them. In fact, they ended up coming, all of them. We invited them all to the show because these kids were so excited. We had a competition for tickets, but I said, you know, this is the kind of group that I think deserves to come to a TCW event. Now, we can't do that all the time, but we brought those 300-400 kids and their chaperones, you know, and the people that work at the Boys and Girls Club, and we sat them directly across from the camera, and they screamed, they yelled, they had fun, they made it a great night for everybody. And so that's why we do what we do. It's not just the wrestling. It's not just the live events. There are other things that we do as well. And I can't wait for school to get started because then we get to go visit with the kids again. And that's what I enjoy. I go in a day early anyway. I said, as long as I'm here, let's go see kids. And we do. We go to the Boys and Girls Clubs. Last time we were in Fort Smith, we went to there were four or five Boys and Girls Clubs that we went to in Fort Smith. I didn't realize there were so many. We went there, saw the kids. Everybody was amazed at the gold belt and everything. It's the only time I get to touch the belt, by the way, is when I take it in for the kids' events. But we are absolutely excited to be back in Fort Smith. I love Fort Smith, and I can't wait to get back there. We will be back there again before the end of the year. Just so there's no question about it, we will be back in Fort Smith on November 16th. And so write it down on your calendar now. September the 6th, we've got Nashville, Tennessee, the Tennessee State Fairgrounds, Sports Arena, Tennessee Takeover, the Frank Cochran Center in Meridian, Mississippi on October the 5th, Vicksburg City Auditorium in Vicksburg, Mississippi on November the 2nd. 2 weeks later, we're at the Fort Smith Convention Center. And in December, we have not announced the location for our December event yet, but rest assured, it will be a big one. It's going to be holiday homecoming. Once again, I think it's three.
Three,
and,
yep.
And we will be in full gear for all of them. If you want tickets to TCW events, all you have to do is go to either Larry's Pizza, D&D Pawn in Fort Smith, or Super Save Drugs in Van Buren. In addition, you can buy tickets on the TCWWrestling.com webpage. Just go to TCWWrestling.com. Along the top, there is a menu bar, and if you click on the tickets link, it will take you right to the tickets page. It's got a big copy of the poster, and you will get a 10% discount if you order your tickets through the website. That's for the tickets for the event. You also can pick up Matt Hardy picture tickets, as Granny did and a number of others, from 5:30 to 6:30. We're going to have a limited number of photo op tickets available. Get yours now. And you have to have an event ticket to get the picture ticket, or your picture ticket will not let you into the event. You have to have both. So don't think that buying a picture ticket with Matt Hardy gets you into the event, because it won't. You also have to have a ticket for the event. But there, like I said, there is a limited number. My stack has been dwindling for the last 3 weeks since we put these on sale. And I've got just a handful left of the picture tickets. I've just got a handful of second row tickets left. Now, general admission, if you're at a TCW event and you get general admission, they are first come, first served from the third row back. Now, we do reserve some of the third row seats for our guests and VIPs that are guests of the company. And so we will have some of those reserved. But outside of that, we will, every other chair in the place, except for mine, is general admission. And every chair outside of the fence is above, as long as it's not first or second row, or those that have been reserved in the third row. Can I take a breath? Can I take it?
Tom Simon, I would like to say something to you, sir. First of all, I very much enjoy listening to TCW Radio on Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights.
I love listening to you and the Colonel and the guests that you have on, and I so much enjoyed hearing Zach Gallen again. But, I tell you, Mr. Steve Anthony's conversation with you the other night, oh, my goodness, I was just, he was saying to you, do you need glasses? I didn't see what happened, when the Empire tried to interfere between him and Scott Phoenix. And, the man's blind as a bat. But, when he started bad-mouthing John Saxon, that was wrong. But
Grady,
go ahead.
Here's the problem with the guys in the Empire. They have selective memories. They don't remember.
Yes, they do.
They don't remember some of the things that happen. They deny most of the things that happen because they think that they are absolutely without sin. But there's a new sheriff in town. In fact,
oh yes, and that's a Parker Promise.
it is Parker Promise, and you notice that a week after Colonel Parker made that proclamation and tossed the Empire out of their office on their ear, he made mention that there was a new sheriff in town. Exactly, I think it was 2 weeks later, when Brad Maddox was named general manager of a certain sports entertainment television show.
The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
His proclamation.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new sheriff in town.
New sheriff in town.
The funny thing is, I take that as a compliment. Because
Tom, we talked about that the other day, and we also talked about how it's kind of funny how TCW is in 40 million homes now, and then suddenly the Bradford family, they do a spinoff of that into the Wyatt family. So
yeah, but the thing is, we know they're watching.
Yes.
And the Bradford family's been around for a couple of years. In fact, one of the original members of the Bradford family is now working in Florida on NXT.
Knuckles.
And that's Killer Knuckles. He was Killer Knuckles with us, and now he's Knuckles Madsen.
Madsen.
In NXT. And I love Killer to death, and we stay in touch. He survived a number of cuts down there, so he's hanging in there. And I'm tickled to death for any success he has with him. It's okay, because I take that as a compliment. I take that as a sign that we're doing something right. We're doing something so right that it's got their attention. And if they want to glom a little bit of it, that's fine. Those people that watch TCW television are going to know exactly what gets reappropriated to another company's TV shows. And they're going to know who did it first. There's always a saying that there's no such thing as an original story. Well, at TCW, we've tried to be unique. We tried to be entertaining. But most of all, we have tried to give the fans that pay their hard-earned money to see us the best evening possible. I'm not going to call it entertainment because these guys are out there busting the rump. Every single minute they're in the ring, you will not see guys work harder anywhere than in a TCW ring.
Go ahead.
We have new wrestlers coming in every show. We introduce one or two new guys every single show. Last time it was the Tate Twins. The Tate Twins were there. Some guys come back, some guys don't. But we have fun, you know, giving those guys a moment in what we think is something a lot bigger than they would have wherever they're working. There are guys who call us constantly. You know, I've got emails from guys begging to work for TCW. And these are names that you would recognize. I will not say any of them, but I know that what we're doing is good. I know that what we're doing is entertaining. But as John Saxon said a long time ago, we are not sports entertainers. We are wrestlers who are damned entertaining.
That's right.
And that is why everybody, from Joey mopping the mats, sweeping the ring, you know, he got a pop as a water boy a long time ago. And
from me.
And it's only gone up from there. Now Joey.
You remember that,
yeah.
Tom?
I do.
We started the water boy chant.
You started the water boy chants and created a monster, Clint. I have to tell you this. Now, instead of a T-shirt or a staff shirt, he wears a suit while he's out there sweeping the mats or sweeping the floor mats. But you know, from Joey to Paul and Andrea to all our guys,
Paul and Andrea, yep.
All our guys in the back who are support staff. You know, Jody and everybody on the ring crew. There is nobody who does an unimportant job in TCW. There is nobody who is unnecessary. It takes every single person that works for TCW to make that event the event that it needs to be. I am the director of live events. That is a title that was given to me because, frankly, my business cards were like 8x10s with all the stuff listed on it that I was doing. So they decided to christen me the director of live events from the morning, first thing in the morning at production meetings, all the way through till the end of the show, and we say goodnight. I'm there the whole time, and I'm busy. Sometimes I don't take care of myself as well as I should. That's why there's going to be a production assistant who is going to remind me to eat lunch and eat dinner and find my tux or tell me to find my tux. But it is all part of making sure that everything is as right as it can be. When the people walk in the door, I want them to be happy. I want them to be excited. I want them to know that they absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, got their money's worth. And I don't think I've had anybody at any TCW show yet come up to me and say, I feel cheated. I don't think I got my money's worth. And I said, you know, and that is a testimony to everybody at the show. Not only, you know, the big stars, you know, the stars that come in, the Tommy Dreamers, the DDPs, the Jake Roberts, the Matt Hardy who will be coming in. And Matt's excited about coming in. We're going to talk Tuesday night on TCW Radio. Matt Hardy will be my guest. I shamelessly plug that. Because
oh, no,
we're all,
fine. That's, go ahead.
Because we are also going to be talking to a man who has done destruction in TCW. We're going to have Titan on, and Colonel Parker and Titan are going to be talking on the radio for the first time. They've played email tag back and forth, but the board of directors has definitely stepped into the middle of it as well, because they're alarmed because of the number of injuries that have taken place at his hands. They're alarmed at the liability that, you know, these guys sign contracts and they sign liability waivers, and they know when they go in there, they're taking their chances with a guy like Titan. He's 7'2", 375 pounds, and he moves like a guy half his size. He is the quickest 7-footer I've ever seen in my life in a ring. you picture guys like Great Khali, who are big, guys like Kevin Nash, who are big and don't move as much, yet then you see Titan, and you see him run the ropes, and you see him move quickly in the ring against guys who are, 6'1", 6'2". Titan's no slouch in the ring. He handles himself as well as any athlete in TCW. And that's what's probably made him more dangerous than anybody else. They underestimate his abilities in the ring. Hello.
Hello. Oh,
that's not me. I swear to God. But it wasn't me. But people underestimate Titan because they don't think that he can move as quickly as he can move. They don't think he can do the types of moves. You ever seen a 7'2" guy do a drop kick?
No.
It's unbelievable. You ever see him go, anybody that tall go off the ropes? I mean, up on the ropes and come down. He does that.
Yes, he does.
And that's what makes him so dangerous, and that's why he's still the TCW International Heavyweight Champion. Well, he will be on, when he'll be on the show Tuesday night. He'll be on the radio show along with Matt Hardy and Colonel Parker, and I'm not quite sure where that's going to go. I'm going to have my hand on the kill switch because I know that things could get out of hand real quick. We absolutely invite everyone to join us on Tuesday night. We're on, it's prime time for everybody, as we call it, 9 o'clock here in the central time zone, 10 o'clock on the East Coast, 8 o'clock out in Denver, and 7 o'clock in Vegas. I always put it that way because I love Vegas. Been out there 5 years with the Cauliflower Alley Club, and that's always a fun time. And it is the only convention of its type that fans are encouraged not only to attend, but to join. You can be a member of the Cauliflower Alley Club. If you go to caulifloweralleyclub.org, that tells you everything about what the Cauliflower Alley Club is. It is a benevolent organization. They award scholarships. They help wrestlers, retired wrestlers in need. They've done that a number of times. You get to see guys that you never thought you'd get a chance to see, guys like Nick Bockwinkel, guys like Ricky Steamboat. WWE has at least one table there every year. They do a wrestling show on Monday night out there, and I was proud to be a part of that 3 years running now. And as ring announcer, the last 2 years. And they moved it to the first week in June because the second week in April was just a little bit too close to WrestleMania, and the guys in the WWE want to come.
What in the hell?
Woo Pig Suey. That's all I got to say about that. But
Woo Pig Suey.
Yeah. But there are a number of guys. I met Dan Murphy. The guys at our table, at the TCW table, were Matt Riviera, Golden Boy Greg Anthony, Mark Wilson, senior referee, myself. And then we had guys like Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez from the Wrestling Observer. And Bob Johnson, who is a Canadian representative. We had one of the main contributors for Pro Wrestling Illustrated, Dan Murphy, at our table as well. And these guys like to hang with us because we keep it real. We keep it real in Vegas when everybody else is going crazy. In fact, I did my show from Vegas last year. I don't know if I'm ever going to do that again because the connection was so terrible I couldn't get a word in edgewise. And the internet connection was terrible as well, and so we were so far out of phase and everything. I had Nigel McGuinness on my show, I had Les Thatcher on my show, I had Billy Silverman on my show, I had Carl Lauer, who is the executive vice president for the Cauliflower Alley Club, and was in fact the commissioner of record at TNA's show in Cape Girardeau last week, and he was the guy that told Chris Sabin and five other wrestlers that they couldn't wrestle. And the reason that they couldn't wrestle is because they didn't have up-to-date physicals and blood work. They had licenses, but along with that is the requirement to have the blood work within the last 90 days and a physical within the last year. Now, they're two-year licenses, so they expire June 30th of the even-numbered year. So these guys have had their licenses for a year, so I have a feeling it was somebody in the office that just wasn't aware that those requirements were there. And so, but you'll never see that happen in a TCW event. We've been in Missouri. We were in Springfield, Missouri, at the historic Shrine Mosque. Woo-hoo! On March the 30th, and it was an awesome. It was an awesome building, but there was no heat. There is no air conditioning in that place, and I don't know if we're going to go back to the Shrine Mosque. Now, we're going to go back to Missouri. I'm almost 100% sure of that. We're looking at other venues. But we had everybody there with all of the paperwork that they needed. If they hadn't already sent it into the state, everybody else had all of their paperwork, including their physicals and their blood work, ready to present to the commissioner. And he looks over at me. He says, "I've never seen anything like this." I said, "Welcome to TCW. We take this seriously here. We don't want to disappoint anybody." And this was, 4 months before all of this happened with TNA? We didn't want to disappoint anybody. At the Shrine Mosque, we gave them everybody that was advertised. In fact, Trevor Murdoch was at that show. He wasn't supposed to work. He came to see us, a few of us guys in the crew. Because Trevor and I go back to St. Louis, back to the MBWA days and what we used to do on Postline. And he does a great impression of Brother Love if you ever see him. Ask him about his impression of Brother Love. It floored me because he was on. I used to do up in St. Louis. They had a hotline and it was called Postline. It was sponsored by the St. Louis Post Dispatch, the daily paper in town. And there would be a wrestling section. If you want wrestling, dial 6352 or whatever. It was a 4-digit number, and the MBWA hotline once a week. Blackjack Brown would have his update on one of the options, and we were option number two, and it was the MVWA hotline, and we did interviews, promos for upcoming shows. We talked about the big boys because, we were no threat to them, and they certainly were no threat to us because the people that supported the MVWA were going to come whether, Vince was in town or not. And so Trevor Murdoch did an imitation of Brother Love on a Postline, and it's been one of the anchors of our friendship ever since. When he saw me in Springfield, and he saw what Titan did to Lars on that show, he told me, he says, "Tom, I got to come to work for you guys." And he said, "Give me a couple months to get in shape. Get back in shape, because I haven't been in the ring for a while. Give me a couple months to get back in shape, but I want that guy." And so, on Saturday night, August the 3rd, for the TCW International Championship, you will see Titan with Lily in his corner defend the International Championship against Murdoch.
Wow.
And this is personal for him. He says, you don't do that to my brothers and expect to walk away. There's going to be a receipt given sometime.
Oh, yeah.
So I am absolutely anxious for that match, and that's not even the main event. I mean, we have a new wrestler in our company. His name's Americos.
I like Americos. He's awesome.
And some people think he's another wrestler, but he's not. I mean, Americos has a very distinct style about him. And he is he's not enamored with the Empire at all. He's he doesn't speak a lot. But I've had an opportunity to speak to him off the air. He will not go on the air. But I had an opportunity to speak with him at the last show in Clarksville. And he says, he told me he didn't like what the Empire did in, at any time. And, I mean, pick a time. And he didn't like it. So he and some other guys, you know, have had a bonding, so to speak. Because he is one guy that's not afraid of the Empire. Even though Steve Anthony seems to think he's this one guy. In fact, he said so on my radio show Tuesday night. Americos is Barrett Brown. But I know for a fact that it's not Barrett, because Barrett's been in Seven Points, Texas, and he's been working shows all through Texas and becoming a huge star down there. Americos, on the other hand, is making appearances for TCW and a couple of other promotions, but mainly for TCW. And he wants to be that thorn in the side of the Empire for as long as he will have the opportunity. And the Colonel signed him to a contract to TCW. So Americos is going to be here. Americos will be there for a while. In fact, Matt Hardy wants to team with Americos because he doesn't like what the Empire's done either. And we will talk about that Tuesday night on the show. Matt and I have talked a couple times off the air and as well. And Matt has been watching TCW. He wanted to know what was there when he came in. And he wanted to know where he could make an impact. And so using the Empire rules, which if you remember back when the Freebirds wrestled. Any two of the three could represent the Empire or the Freebirds at any time. Well, this is the way it is with the Empire.
The Empire.
They have gone to the board of directors and said, we are the Empire. We are a united force. When the Empire signs a contract, the Empire will abide by that contract. The Empire will provide wrestlers for that contract, for the match. And so when Americos and Matt Hardy face the Empire, we don't know which two wrestlers out of the three we're going to see. But we will see that as one of our main events at Back to School Bash 4. The TCW Heavyweight Championship will be on the line. The Junior Heavyweight Championship.
I love that belt.
God, it's a great belt. And it's the best of seven series has proven to be, it's like, can you top this? They had a match in Springfield, Missouri. This was before the best of seven was even thought of. In fact, it was the genesis of the best of seven series, because that match, those two wrestlers put their heart and soul and everything else into it, and John Saxon defeated Kincaid in Springfield. At that point, the TCW board of directors decided that this was an important event, and it couldn't be resolved with just one match.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And so they did decide that they would have this best of seven series. And whoever won four out of the seven matches would be the TCW Junior Heavyweight Champion, and the other man would be excluded from competing for that belt for the period of a year.
Wow.
So it's pretty big stakes.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
The other thing that the TCW board of directors did it very early on, and it was a very smart move on their part, is they have banned Boyd Bradford and the Bradford family from ringside during those matches on the Best of Seven series. Now, John Saxon is the current TCW Junior Heavyweight Champion. Grueling match in Clarksville. But he retained the belt. Now leads the series 2-1. Ian Kincaid will go at it in Fort Smith. Yeah, there are a number of great matches on the card. Like I said, 12 matches in all. You will see the TCW Heavyweight Champion. You will see the Junior Heavyweight Championship be contested. The TCW Tag Team Champions, the Hounds of Hell. Yes, they have an official name now, and it fits. Cerebus and Roosevelt. Roosevelt, we've seen a newer side of Roosevelt. He's more vicious and more disciplined than ever. And it's because Big Brother Cerebus has gotten him into that frame of mind.
You know why I like them so well?
What's that?
Because the name of their tag team, back when I was doing the wrestling scene, because I did the independent scenes off and on for about 10 years. Granny Hulkster can vouch for this. One of the tag teams I was a part of, we were the Hounds from Hell.
Ah.
And so, matter of fact, I talked with Ed the Bull, my old tag team partner, just a couple of days ago, and he said, "Hey, man, do you still have any of the old Hounds from Hell t-shirt?" And I said, "I sure do." So, I guess that's one of their, because the names are so close.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Very similar, so.
But they will be defending their championship as well. And then a number of other matches on the card. It is going to be an experience like no other, folks.
I'm hoping I'm going to, in case you're wondering, Clint lost, the battery went dead on Clint's phone, so Clint's no longer with us, so it's just me and Granny Hulkster.
That must have been the Arkansas Razorback music.
So anyway, I want to come. I'm doing everything in my power to be able to be at Fort Smith because I want to see the heavyweight title belt in person. I love that belt.
It is unbelievable.
The thing that
irritated me the most is when Lance Hoyt walked into the ring with it and throws it at the referee, expecting him to catch it.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
that thing could light somebody's arm off.
Oh yeah, because
you can see pictures of it on the TCW website, or you know, on our show every once in a while, our champion does appear more times than not. And so when you see that championship belt, it is just huge.
Oh, I know.
My God, could you guys get any bigger belt than that?
Yeah.
But that belt has a history to it. It
looks similar
to another belt that was very prominent in its day.
Well, I took part in a survey one time. And the survey was the all-time top five championship title belts. And I know the belt you're referring to, that belt resembles. And that belt and the original Big Gold ranked 1 and 2 on that poll.
My all-time favorite belt is the Dome.
The NWA Golden Dome.
Yeah, the Golden Dome. That's the one I grew up with, though.
Oh, yeah.
That one, you know, you see guys like Dory Funk Jr., Terry Funk, Pat O'Connor, Jack Briscoe, you name it. I mean, these guys are, that's all history. And the history of that belt, in fact, the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Rob Conway,
right,
will be at Tennessee Takeover in Nashville. He will be there. And Mr. Wrestling number 3 will be there.
Really?
And we have to call him that because of contractual things. You know, we can't say his real name, but everybody knows who Mr. Wrestling 3 is if you've done any studying up on your wrestling history at all.
If it is who I think it is, I got a funny story about him.
Yeah, I honestly can't say any more than that. In fact, on August the 6th on TCW Radio, the Tuesday night after our show, there is going to be a major announcement regarding Tennessee Takeover.
Right.
And we're going to be putting tickets on sale. They will be available through the website and at the Tennessee State Fair. Those are the only two outlets you'll be able to get those tickets. But I guarantee you, it will be a ticket that you're going to want to get. The Tennessee State Fair, and the answer is no, Greg.
okay.
The Tennessee State Fair takes so much money per ticket sold. And for that reason, we had to move our ticket prices up $3. But it's still the best bargain in professional wrestling. It's going to be an international TV taping. You are going to see more stars there than you have ever seen on any TCW card. I know for a fact there are some wrestlers who have appeared for TCW before that will be coming back for Nashville.
Right, right.
And they are wrestlers that have been gone from TCW for a while. There are wrestlers on that show that have made appearances in TCW shows that are coming back. There are a number, the list is unbelievable, and I can't say anything else other than that. But this is one you're going to want to get your ticket early. If you're going to want to sit in the front row or the second row, you're going to have to get your tickets early because they're not going to last 3 weeks. They're not going to last 2 weeks. Those tickets are going to be gone the first week. Between the State Fair and my ticket office here in Hot Springs, it's going to set records. It's going to be legendary, and the people on the show are going to be legendary as well. That building has a history about it. I mean, there was a picture that Colonel Parker posted on his Facebook page. They did a site survey there at the beginning of the week, you know, to measure out the floor and everything else. And the thing that amazed him the most, he took a picture of the ceiling. And there is something hanging from the ceiling, and I'm actually killing a little time.
Right.
Because I'm looking for it. It is a picture of the ceiling at the Tennessee State Fairgrounds. There it is. It says, "In memory of Nick Gulas." And it's a sign at the top of the fairgrounds arena paying tribute to Nick Gulas. But that is unbelievable, the history that has happened in that arena. And we're going to try to do our part to add to that history. And it's just going to be a great show. And as is Saturday night, August the 3rd, Fort Smith Convention Center. I know you're running out of time.
Yeah, we got about a minute left.
Did I fill an hour and a half?
Yes, sir.
I haven't heard people.
Well, no. Tom, I would love to have you back. I would love to have you back on the show because there's been there's
there's TCW has just exploded ever since I first heard of it. And so I would love to have you back on the show at a later date so we can, you know, talk about some of the other stuff that's happened with TCW over the year. If you don't mind, I would love to have you back on.
Anytime.
And we would, you know, anytime you all, help pimp the events, give us a call because we're, you know, we're on the show 5 days a week. So we are always out there pimping events, not only professional wrestling, but MMA events.
You know what Godfather says,
pimping ain't easy. That's right. Well, pimpin' Tom, hey, we appreciate it. We look forward to TCW in Fort Smith. Granny Hulkster, we appreciate you calling in. Folks, we're going to get on out of here. Everybody have a great
weekend.
See you
Saturday, Tom.
And we will talk to you on Monday right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Oh, wrong song.